Port Hardy's mayor is pushing back on suggestions the town has been sitting on its hands while its emergency room sits idle. We understand how deeply frustrating and concerning the limited emergency department hours are for our community and for the many neighboring communities that rely on Port Hardy Hospital, begins a statement issued by Pat Corbett-Labatt. It's important to clarify that the District of Port Hardy does not operate the hospital. Hospital staffing and operations are managed by Island Health and the Province of British Columbia. Recent social media posts suggesting that the district is sitting silent or can reopen the ER are simply not accurate. However, Corbett-Labatt said she and the council have continued to take direct action with those who can make decisions regarding the hospital and its emergency department, meeting regularly with Island Health, BC Emergency Health Services, and provincial officials. Recently, they met with the Minister of Health, Island Health, BC Emergency Health Services, and the Provincial Health Services Authority, to discuss how to restore emergency services and how the district can support it. They also requested to extend ER hours to 7 p.m. nightly. Corbett-Labatt says this request is under review. The mayor also mentioned past advocacy contributing to important provincial investments, including a major financial contribution to regional health service improvements, which was announced through former Minister of Health Adrian Dix and the previous MLA, Michelle Bobchick. Corbett-Labatt says the funding supported new hires, security enhancements, recruitment incentives, staff housing, air ambulance services, future hospital upgrades, and the installation of a CT scanner. However, progress takes time, she said. Across the region, there are currently over 40 healthcare vacancies, making it difficult to operate facilities safely and effectively. The national shortage of doctors, nurses, X-ray and lab technicians, and other health professionals continues to affect every rural community in British Columbia. We are not alone in this struggle. Communities must travel as far as 90 minutes each way to access emergency care. She ended the statement by saying she and the rest of the council remain strongly committed to advocating for 24/7 emergency care and will keep the community informed as they push for solutions.